أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون. إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. وإذ كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم آنس وحشتي في قبري، اللهم ارحمني بالقرآن العظيم، واجعله لي إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرني منهما نسيت، وعلمني منهما جهلت، وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لي حجتي يا رب العالمين.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Respected ulama, elders, brothers and sisters, on this occasion of the Khatmi Quran, we will speak about a few aspects with regards to the Quran Kareem. And the outset, we should remember that the Quran Kareem is the Kalam, it is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat of Surah Saba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this great words and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very unique fashion, in a very unique way. Hatta idha fuzzi'a an qulubihim qalu madha qala rabbukum qalu al-haq. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made kalam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had recited the kalam paak, the Quran Kareem, to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, then at that time the angels, as in the words of the Quran, fuzzi'a an qulubihim, they went into a state of unconsciousness. And when they came back from the state of consciousness, in Tafsir Uthmani, Allama Shabbir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has stated that in this state of consciousness they went into sajda, and then they remained in that posture of sajda, and then when they came out of that consciousness, they began to ask Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam that what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? What was the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What were the words of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam the permission, and then Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam said simply, Allah Rabbul Izzat has stated the truth. That is the haqq and that is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers, on this occasion we should all understand that this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has granted us is such that in the words of our akabir, it is on the one hand a way that we can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the rope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has suspended from the sky onto this earth. Now to understand this, the ulama have given us an example that if a few people are on a boat or a ship and the ship begins to sink, when people are drowning in that water, and if somebody has to suspend or somebody has to drop down a rope, there will be no sane person who will not hold onto that rope. And perhaps at that time you will even be prepared to hold onto a straw. Like that, when this ummah is in such great difficulties, in the time of fitna, in the time of corruption, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this kalam, Allah has given us the Quran Kareem. Let us hold on to this rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of you hold on to the rope of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then it is a staircase by which we can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can understand the hukam and the ahkam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When we look at it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had elevated this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when qadr of the Quran Kareem was being made. When we made qadr of this Quran, when this ummah understood that this was the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this ummah held on to the Qur'an Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had undoubtedly given us a great amount of izzat. There is an incident of Bishr Hafi. We all know he was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was from amongst the great awliya. To this extent, ulama have written that he was a great muhaddith also. He had learned hadith from the great scholars of hadith like Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi. But because of his tawadu, because of his humility, he had surrendered his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he had become a great wali of his time. On one occasion, he was walking down the road when he saw a little piece of paper. And on that piece of paper, when he picked it up, he saw the word Allah written. He just saw Allah's name. He took that piece of paper, he cleaned it, and in his pocket he had just one single coin. He takes that coin and he buys some attar, some fragrance, and then he spreads it over that paper, and then he takes it and he places it on a shelf or the niche of the wall. And that night he goes to sleep. And in his sleep someone says to him, "Oh Bishr, you had made the word of Allah fragrant. You had scented the words of Allah. Throughout the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your name mu'attar. Allah will fragrant your name throughout the world." Brothers, to make qadr of the word of Allah, to make qadr of the kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah, the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make qadr of us. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once sent a letter addressing the Huffaz that was in the army, and in that letter, a very lengthy letter, just part of that letter that I will speak about, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum had given them some advice. Amongst the advices, number one, he said, honor the Quran Kareem. If you honor the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor you. If you respect the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you respect. And the respect that Allah will give is not just the material respect of this world. The izzat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give will be izzat at the time of maut, will be izzat in the qabr, it will be izzat on the day of qiyamah. Number two is, recite the Quran Kareem. Make tilawat of the Quran Kareem in the early parts of the morning at the time of tahajjud. And when you do this after you have made miswak, especially when you stand up, O Huffaz, in your tahajjud salat, and you make tilawat of the Quran Kareem, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints angels to come and stand suspended right on your lips, right at your mouth. And as you recite and you make tilawat of the Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then these angels, they say to you, they inspire you, go on reading. And you say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and then they say, go on reading. And like that, ayat per ayat, we recite, and the angels give us that targheeb. They inspire us to recite the Quran Kareem. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then went on in that letter and he said, but if you, O Hafiz of the Quran Kareem, if you do not abide by the Quran, and if you do not honor the Quran, then Allah make our hifadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not honor you in this earth. Allah will not honor you at the time of maut. Allah will not honor you in your qabr, and Allah will not honor you on the day of qiyamah. So on the one hand, hifz the Quran has been completed. Many, many have become hafiz. Allah Rabbul Izzat give us all that tawfiq and that ability to make qadr of the Quran, to honor the kalam, to honor the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not so that we gain honor in this earth, but we gain honor by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man kana yuridu al-izzah, falillahi al-izzatu jami'a. Allah has made a categoric declaration in the Quran. Whoever wants izzat, then that izzat, all of it is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made the Quran Kareem very easy in this era and time for us to learn the Quran. There is one riwayat, one narration, that a person out of Madinah Tayyibah, a young boy, had come to Madinah and he learned the Quran, a few surahs, a few ayats of the Quran by Hazrat Nabi Akdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He learned how to perform salat, he learned certain aspects of deen, and then he went back to his village. But because of lack of resources, he did not have that amount that he could come to Madinah always to learn the Quran and learn deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this young boy used to leave his home every morning and used to go and stand on the highway, and he used to wait in anticipation that a caravan may come past from Madinah and some persons of that caravan may have heard some ayat of the Quran. And from morning after he would perform his Fajr Salat, he would go out and he would stand there and he would wait. And if a caravan came past, he used to flag them down. And then he will inquire from them, do you know any ayat of the Quran? If they had known any ayat of the Quran, then he would ask them to recite those ayat. He would learn those ayat of the Quran Kareem and he would go back home. And sometimes the whole morning to sunset, no single caravan would go there, no ayat of the Quran Kareem would be recited, but he will go back home and he will come back the next day. It has been related about Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahumullah, that when he was under house arrest and when someone came to him, a great muhaddith, and he said, O Imam, teach me the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi responded and he said, brother, I have a restraining order. I am not allowed to teach or convey any hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So that person became very, very despondent. Allah put it into his heart and he said, O Imam, if I adorn the clothes of a beggar and I come and I beg at your door, would you ever refuse to give me something? Imam Sahib responded, I can never refuse a beggar. Wa amma sa'ila fala tanhar is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at that, this person comes to Imam Sahib the next day, knocks at his door, puts his two hands out, and he says, O Imam, I have not come for the coins, the gold and silver coins of this world. I have come for the pearls of wisdom of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that state, Imam Sahib makes as though he is putting something into the hand, and then he will make riwayat of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narration after narration. And that is how these people had learned the deen of Allah. When we speak of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, respected and dear friends, perhaps we wonder how easy Allah has made deen for us, how easy Allah Ta'ala has made the Quran Kareem for us. In the time of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, there was a great fitna with regards to the Quran. People denied that the Quran was the kalam, the quality, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal receives one day a letter via a person called Rabi'. This Rabi', after the Fajr Salat, brings a letter to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And in that letter, the author of the letter was none other than Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi. In that letter, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi writes to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and he says, O Imam, I have made ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I have seen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my dream. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said to me that I should convey his salams to you. And thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that in the height of these fitna, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test you. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Does mankind think that they say, آمَنَّا, we believe in Allah, And we are not going to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi continues and he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's explicit message to you is, O Imam, remain firm on the word of Allah. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was imprisoned in one narration for a period of 3 months. He remained in prison. It was the month of Ramadan. And in this state and in this halat, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal says, I was not only imprisoned, but my legs were chained, my hands were handcuffed, and I remained in this state. And after about 30 days, I was brought into a very dark room. And my only concern was that I perform my salat on time. But as I began to move in the dark room, I found some water. I would perform wudu, and in that hal and in that state, I would perform my salat. And then I was brought to the ruler of the time. When he asked me to denounce that the kitab is the kalam and the sifat of Allah, I refused. And brothers, just in a nutshell, eventually it was the month of Ramadan, in halat of roza, in that state, I was told that I will be beheaded. And my response was, if it is for the sake of Allah, then let it be. Eventually, I was lashed. And in one narration it comes, that when the first lash, when the whoop hit him the first time, he said, Bismillah. The second time they lashed him, he said, La ilaha illallah. The third time they lashed him, he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then they lashed him again, and he said, Kul lay yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana huwa maulana. That none will afflict you, nothing will reach you except that which Allah has put in your taqdeer. Huwa maulana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our maula. And he says, thereafter I fell unconscious. When I gained consciousness, they continued to lash me. The lash, the whoop penetrated my skin. I began to bleed. But I couldn't remember very much what the people were saying because I was in the state of unconsciousness. And brothers, eventually he says on the 25th of Ramadan, when they realize that I am not going to denounce the haq, then they had left me, and then I was left to go home. And respected and dear friends, very shortly after that, a few months thereafter, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal leaves this world. Muhammad ibn Khuzaima, one of the students of Imam, had seen him in a dream. And in that dream, he sees Imam in a very, very happy state. And he notices that on his head, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put a crown. And on his legs, where those chains were, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him wear shoes of gold, the shoes of Jannah. And then he asked him, O Imam, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you? He responded and he replied, he said, O Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had dealt with me most kindly. And then Allah had showed me the gates of Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Ahmad, recite that dua that you had learnt from Sufyan ibn Thawri, rahmatullah alayhi, another very great faqih and muhaddith. Recite that dua. Let me hear that dua. You made that dua all the time in the world. Make that dua now also. So he makes that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabba, kulla shay'in, O Rabb of everything, as'aluka bi qudrati kulli shay'. I ask you by the qudrat that you have on everything, Allah tas'alani an shay'in, that O Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, you do not ask me one thing. In other words, you make my najat bi ghayri hisab. Like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us the dua, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yasira. And then he goes on, waghfir li kull shay. O Allah, forgive everything of mine. Allah said, O Ahmad, I have forgiven you and I will grant you Jannah. Respected and dear brothers, we need to understand that a great effort went into the compilation of the Quran in the time of Sahaba. a great effort day after. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this Quran also very, very easy for us at this time. We go from masjid to masjid. We go from street to street. We will find that there are maktabs. We find that there are madrasas. We find everything that is available to us. It is all that we need to do is a determination. We need to have that determination so that we can send our children and we ourselves can study the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made and given many this great virtue of becoming hafiz of the Quran Kareem. And we always hear that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ اِقْرَأْ وَارْتَقِ وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ تَقْرَأُهَا. That it will be said to the person of the Quran, recite the Quran as you had recited it in this dunya. And as you recite, then rise the ranks of Jannah. One ayat of the Quran, one rank higher. Another ayat of the Quran, another rank higher. Some ulama have stated that what is the difference between the recitation in this dunya and the recitation of the akhirat? That in this dunya, a hafiz will recite the Quran, the more effort he makes, and on this also the effort that we need to make. Our ulama have always said it is very easy for a person to make nikah and to get married, but thereafter to look after his marriage sometimes is a mammoth task. Like that also, to become hafiz of the Quran Kareem sometimes is very, very easy, but to look after that Quran, usko nibana, to look after that Quran, that is the asal and that is the original thing that we need to continuously do. So on the last occasion we had discussed one narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a daily basis made tilawat of the Quran Kareem. That at a time when a waft, a delegation came to Madinah Tayyibah, and Nabi alayhi salam had set the time after Isha to address those people, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did that for several days. Then on one occasion Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was delayed. When he had come out late, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes his excuse and he explains to the people that I was unable to complete that amount of Quran that I normally recite every day. And we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would come out and speak to the people. That was da'wat ila Allah, to invite the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also commanded in the Quran, la tuhadrik bihi lisanaka lita'jala bih. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the wahi was being revealed to Nabi alayhi salam, he had one fikr that this wahi must be conveyed to the people, this amanat must be conveyed to the people. And in that fikr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would move his lips very, very rapidly. But Allah Rabbul Izzat had given him that certainty, unconditional guarantee, that do not move your tongue so rapidly in an effort to learn the Quran. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'ana. Allah said it is our responsibility for you to memorize and keep the Quran memorized in your heart. Notwithstanding that fact, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made tilawat on a daily basis. So, O Huffaz Kiram, continue to make tilawat of the Quran Kareem. Continue on a daily basis. Now, when we look at the various akabir, our ulama Kiram, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he speaks about tilawat of the Quran, that a hafiz should come to that stage where he is able to read at least 3 paras a day. That was the minimum nisab of our akabir. There were those who went further. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to make one khatam every 7 days. Sahaba used to make one khatam every 7 days. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali speaks about 3 paras a day. But at least that whatever effort we're making on the Quran, let us continue making that effort on the Quran Kareem. And after all that effort that a hafiz makes, he can become the most pakka jayyid hafiz also. But ulama have written that on that day of Qiyamah, when it is said to the hafiz, read and rise, then what will be the places where the hafiz will become, will be stuck? where he won't be able to go further, those gunas that he had been committing on this earth. And when Allah refers to those gunas in those ayat, when he comes there, he will not be able to continue. If lying was the habit of the hafiz, then ala la'natullahi ala al-kathibin, he will not be able to recite those ayats of the Quran Kareem. If zina, Allah forbid, was the habit of that hafiz, then wala taqrabu zina becomes very, very difficult. He will not be able to continue. If cheating was his habit, then waylul lil mutaffifin becomes very, very difficult for him, and so on and so on. So hafiz of the Quran, Allah has put this Quran into our hearts. Allah has looked into our hearts. Allah has seen something in our heart. Allah has put it. Like it is said by our elders, Allah makes our izzat. Sometimes we drop our own izzat. Allah has kept our izzat. Allah has given us the kalam. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. What is the hafiz? Allah is hafiz. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached one quality or a portion of a quality, a glimpse of that quality Allah ta'ala has given us. It comes in the riwayat in Qurtubi on the tafsir of this ayat, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun, that the Khalifa of his time, Mamun al-Rashid, had this habit that he used to call the Ahli Ilm, the Ulama, to discuss various aspects of fiqh, of jurisprudence. And one very well-dressed person, a well-dressed person meant a person that looked like a scholar and alim, he was also in the midst. But something said to Mamun that this person is not a Muslim. So when he inquired, and this person also, when he spoke certain aspects of knowledge, he showed great brilliance, very academic discussions. Then Mamun asked him, are you a Muslim? He replied, no, I'm a Yahud. Mahmud inquired from him, why don't you accept Islam? He made some excuse, and thereafter he left the majlis. After 1 year he had come back. And now when Mahmud had seen him, and again he participated in those discussions, and again, very intelligently, brilliantly, he placed forward whatever he needed to place. And then Mahmud asked him, it seems as though you have become a Muslim now. The person responded, yes, bi fadlillah, by the fadl of Allah, I have embraced Islam. So Mamun asked him, what was the reason then 1 year ago you refused to accept Islam? He said, Allah had given me amongst the other skills, one skill was of calligraphy, of writing. And I wrote 3 copies of the Torah. 3 copies of the Torah in such a manner that I changed the words of the Torah. In some copies I left out, I omitted some words. In some copies from my side I added some words. In some instances I changed the words. I took it to our synagogue. I sold it to the Jews. They opened it, they looked at it, they purchased it, they didn't see the difference. Then I did the same with the Injil. 3 copies of the Injil, additions, subtractions, changes. I took it to the church. They liked the writing, they opened it, they looked at it, they purchased it, they didn't make out the difference. When I had done so with the Quran Kareem, and when I took it to the masjid, none of those 3 copies sold. Those people opened it and they spotted the mistakes. From here I have this yaqeen that this is the kalam of Allah. Respected and dear friends, this hafiz that has completed in every hafiz of the Quran Kareem, this is that duty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is that function that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. It is as though, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam states, that لا يزال من أمتي أمة قائمة, that there will be continuously one group in my ummah. And that group, who is the Amir of that group? Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Who stands behind him? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who stands behind him? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And behind him Hazrat Uthman, behind him Hazrat Ali, Sahaba ikiram. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that there will be this one group that will remain on the haqq. La yadurruhum man khazalahum wala man khalafahum. That those who oppose them, those who do not help them, will never be able to harm them. they will remain steadfast on the haqq. And each hafiz joins this illustrious group, the Amir of which is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the protection of the Kalam-e-Pak. So Hufadi Kiram, we complete the Quran-e-Kareem, but there is one thing we need to eliminate, and that is guna and sin. If we can understand that guna, sin is darkness. Quran-e-Kareem is noor. Darkness and noor can never be together. When we switch the light on, there is darkness. There is nobody that says, oh darkness, go out now, we are putting the light on. Darkness immediately leaves as soon as the noor, the light comes on. Like that with the Kalam-e-Pak also, the darkness and the light will never ever remain together. Hence, when there is darkness, there shall not be light. And when there is light, there cannot be darkness. Allah has given us this Kalam, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. It is the sifat, it is the quality of Allah. Allah has placed this noor in our hearts, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it there. So let us eliminate sin, let us leave guna. And in conclusion, Shah Waliullah Dalavi rahmatullah alayhi, for our understanding, explains the Quran-e-Kareem. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains the Quran in this manner, it is like a camel that has been left loose, that camel will run away. If a person doesn't make mehnat and effort on the Quran-e-Kareem, then that Quran will leave that person. Shah Waliullah gives another example, we will all understand it. He says, take a ball and immerse it into the water. And that ball will only remain in that water so long as you make an effort to keep it there. Like that is the Quran. It is the Kalam of Allah. And Allah's Kalam, like how that ball normally, naturally does not exist and stay in water. Like that, the Kalam of Allah, by normal logic, is not supposed to remain in the heart. But oh Hafiz, if you keep that Quran-e-Kareem in your heart, and if you keep it there, Allah Rabbul Izzat will keep it there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this khatm Quran. May Allah ta'ala accept the efforts of the Ustad Maulana Luqman Sahab, the student himself that made an effort, his parents, be it his mother, his father, and all the family members and all the ustads that had made an effort. And brothers, often we forget that person, that very first person that when we went there, that person that takes our finger and puts our finger by that alif and that ba, and those are those apas in our maktabs, that when we went there, we had known absolutely nothing. They made those efforts, they taught us that alif and ba, and today we see the minal jinnati wal nas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. May Allah ta'ala make this Quran a means of our hidayat, and may Allah make it a means of the hidayat of the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mashabit fazina. So let's make dua. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله طاهرين وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت قدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن سهلا إذا شئت. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت قدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين والله Undoubtedly we are gunahgar, O Allah. We are all sinners, O Allah. Allah forgive each and every sin that we had committed, O Allah. O Allah forgive our major sins, our minor sins, O Allah. O Allah, those sins that we commit with our hearts, O Allah. Those sins that we commit with our limbs, O Allah. Those sins we commit with our eyes, O Allah. Those sins that we commit with our tongues and our ears, O Allah. O Allah forgive each and every sin, O Allah. O Allah remove all those evil debasing qualities that we have, O Allah. O Allah, our hearts are filled with hasad and jealousy, O Allah. Allah, our hearts are filled with takabbur and pride. O Allah, O Allah, our hearts are full with passion for this world, O Allah, the love for fame and status, O Allah, O Allah, remove all those evil and debasing qualities, O Allah, O Allah, and replace it with the beautiful akhlaq of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, create within us, O Allah, muhabbat for you, O Allah, O Allah, create within us, O Allah, ita'at only for you, O Allah, O Allah, create in our hearts, O Allah, only your fear and khashiyat, O Allah, O Allah, grant us the love and muhabbat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, grant us love for Sahaba Ikiram. O Allah, grant us love for the Quran Kareem. O Allah, grant us love for the Masajid, O Allah. O Allah, grant us love for the Deen, O Allah. O Allah, O Allah, forgive us and our parents, O Allah. O Allah, forgive the whole ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, accept this khatm Quran, O Allah, from the Hafiz himself, O Allah. O Allah, accept it from his asatiza, O Allah. O Allah, accept it from all that had put an effort in him, O Allah. Accept it from his parents and his family, O Allah. O Allah, undoubtedly they had all made sacrifices, O Allah. O Allah, make it a means of hidayat for the whole ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, make it a means of our emancipation on the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. O Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah, grant us maut on Iman. O Allah, at the time of maut, O Allah, give us the tawfiq to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. O Allah, grant us maut on your ita'at and obedience. O Allah, grant us maut, O Allah, with your pleasure, O Allah, in a state that you are pleased with, O Allah. O Allah, have mercy on the whole ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma hadha dua wa ilayka al-ijaba wa hadha al-juhd wa alayka al-tuklan la hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين